Okay, my name is Timothy Mutua Mutuku from the People and Organizational Development Unit, and I'm happy today I'm the MC. So as you enjoy your coffee and snacks, I'd like to start by introducing the visitors on campus. So if you have any visitor, please, you can introduce him. This is the opportunity.
One who made us not to win.
Morning. Morning. So I have the pleasure to introduce a visitor to the Baker Abraham. He's called Dr. Opio. Dr. Opio works with Ohio State University. He's here, he has been here for this week working on a number of things which he'll tell us. So Dr. Opio, this is the Ilri community and we do this every Friday. Enjoy a cup of coffee, tea and some snacks. So you're welcome. Let me just tell us a bit about yourself and what you have been up to this week as you are visiting us.
Thank you very much for welcoming me. My name is Stephen Opio. I'm from Uganda, but I'm based in the US. I'm a research scientist at Ohio State University. My main research is proton family classification. I work with many effector pathogens. And I also do collaborative research in omics, which is metabolomic, proteomics, all the omics. I came here last year and it was Africa Research Connection. And I met some scientists here and I was impressed. So I decided that why don't I go back and visit and see what they do. So I've been interacting with scientists, fellows, and I've learned something from here. And from this visit, I will still have some collaborations and maybe come back and give some workshop. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. So let's give him a welcome applause. Okay, thanks. Okay, then next is a visiting scientist who is coming in under the Africa Biosciences Challenge Fund. She'll be here for 6 months. She'll be here for 8 months with us in the lab working on some stuff. She's called Jane Gidinji from Kenya. She works with the Kenya Veterinary Labs as the head of virology. So, Gidinji, you're welcome. Just tell us a little bit about yourself and the work that you'll be doing for 8 months.
So, like you said, my name is Dr. Jane Gidinji. I'm working at the Central Veterinary Laboratories in the Directorate of Veterinary Services. I'm based just across Uri. It's very near here. Here, I'll be working on the infectious bacillus disease, the virus. I'll be doing molecular epidemiology of the disease. I'll be trying to compare the viruses that we have and the vaccine strains because we really do have a problem with that disease. Thank you.
Okay, welcome. Let's give her an applause as she goes back. Thank you very much. That's all from me.
Okay, thank you very much. Do you have any other visitor to introduce?
Good morning. I have Professor Carlos Tomioni from Brazil. He'll be here with us the last 3 weeks. We didn't get a chance to come and introduce him. And he's going back today. He's part of a group collaborating with the TICS unit over the next 2 to 3 years. I'll give him a chance to say a few words before he leaves.
Okay, I'd like to thank the hospitality I received in Natalia's lab. And we think our collaboration will be enhanced and we will be very fruitful in the future. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. A chance for visitors. chance for visitors. Just a minute. Okay. New staff, do you have any new staff on campus? New staff? So I think I can take the announcement. Yeah, you can start.
Good morning. I'm Joyce Maru, Capacity Development Officer at IRI, and I have a pop quiz. And for those people who came from systems where exams featured very highly, like I did, you know that most people failed for not reading the instructions carefully. So please, if you plan to pass this quiz, you have to read or listen to instructions. So for my pop quiz, the answer is either true or false. But if it's true, if the answer is true, you raise your hand. If it's false, then you do nothing. Okay, let's go. Question one. It's about capacity development. As I said, I'm a capacity development officer. So there are more than 40 full-time equivalent staff working on capacity development issues at IRI. Is that true or false? Okay, thank you. Question two. Capacity development at IRI is both a strategic objective and a critical success factor. True or false? Okay, thank you. Last question. Capacity development at IRI is beyond administration of fellowships and internship. Actually, let me rephrase that one. Just Maru does more than administration of graduate fellowships and internship. True or false? Okay, thank you. So overall, I can see that there is less than 50% pass rate, which is, I think, is below average. And in a Kenyan situation, it is a C, and you most of the time you don't even qualify to go to university. At least my days, you never went to universities, but these days there's many options. So for that reason, I'm here to tell you about the Capacity Development Week that is happening on the 14th to 17th of December, just so you can learn more about capacity development. Because as you can see, there was a lot of high rate of failure in terms of capacity development. Actually, all those questions were true. The answers were true. So we want to have a capacity development week on the 14th to 17th. It's going to be just 1 hour of your time between 11:30 and 12:30 every day. You just come and listen to different people who work on capacity development initiatives, telling you about what they do. So we're looking at somebody talking about, for example, instructional design. Do you know what is instructional design? No. Do you know that there's a lot of instructional design happening around IRI? Maybe not, maybe yes. So that's your opportunity to come and learn more about that. We'll have a group from IBLI talking about the kind of exciting initiatives that they are working on to do with capacity development and so forth. So I know that we've already posted an announcement and an email, but I just wanted to remind you and to really invite you. It's a really nice way to end your year. Actually, I think that week we are likely to be doing so much work. So really come and spend time with us. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Joyce. I'm happy at least I scored more than 50. Okay, and I passed the exam, so I could have gone to the university. So, can I take the same approach? On Tuesday, 1st December, what was happening in the world?
True.
Yeah? Okay. On Tuesday, 1st December, not false or true, Oh, great. Beatrice mentioned the World AIDS Day. So today we are lucky to have some visitors and give them an opportunity to introduce themselves. I think Solomon, you can just take up.
Good morning, everybody. I have two visitors, and I'm Solomon from PNOD. We have two visitors, and I'll give them an opportunity to introduce themselves. As you know, we are celebrating the whole of this month. We are remembering and celebrating the World AIDS Month. So I'll give them an opportunity to let them tell us what they have for us.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, my name is Leskadrin Madoni. We are grateful this morning to be with you. I'm not very new to some of the faces. We are from Summit Health Limited Medical Center, and we are grateful to this morning to be with you. And Trisa is going to tell us more about what we are here for. And to me, we also have Felista. Felista, who is also a psychologist HIV and screening. So give this chance to Trisa to tell us more about the screening.
Good morning. Yeah, my name is Trisa Uma. I'm a counseling psychologist by profession, and I'm here to talk to you a little bit about the test that you're going to do today. As you all know, we recently celebrated our 28th World AIDS Day in Kenya, but that does not mean HIV is 28 years old in Kenya or in the world. As from the year 1991, HIV has been here, and you cannot tell who is infected and who is not by just a look. You can only tell that through a test. So today we are going to take you through HIV testing and counseling. You could as well come for just HIV counseling, and you may not be tested, because testing is upon your consent. As long as you give us consent to test you, we'll be able to test. Now, the importance of testing, may I bring to your attention that we are only in Nairobi, where we are standing at right now, and the highest number of people living with HIV resides in Nairobi as a city. So that puts each and every one of us at risk. Okay, we know that HIV infection and transmission has different modes, and one of the most common to date is sexual transmission. Unprotected sex with a person who is infected has remained to be the highest mode of transmission. To be honest, as Kenyans, I want to say that we've not yet upped our game as far as sexual behavior is concerned. And if you look at the rate of HIV infection among the young ones, it's alarming. Age between 15 to 24, mostly ladies, most of them are getting infected. And they are getting infected through sex. And therefore, we may need to know our status, because as I can see around, I'm talking to adults, most of us are sexually active, and some of us do not even know the status of our sexual partner. We assume that when you get tested, your partner is not infected. So you cannot tell you are not infected, or your partner is not infected, by knowing your status, because we also have discordance. Partners who are, one is infected, the other one is not. Research is underway to be able to enlighten us on why this is happening. But before you go to the why, you can protect what you are able to protect. So we are here to help you know your status. We are doing the antibody test. Once a person is infected, it takes a number of 0 to 3 months for the body to build up the antibodies that are able to be detected by the machines we are going to use today. So this means that if you got infected 2 weeks ago, the test that we are doing today may not reveal that you're infected, and you may need to be retested again after 3 months. I hope I'm clear on that. So that is the window period issue, because the antibodies can only be built within a span of 0 to 3 months, mostly 3 months or even 6 months, according to the current research. In Kenya today, we are still at 1.6 million people living with HIV. That's still a high number. The rate of new infection annually, we have around 100,000 new infections. That is still alarming, bearing the fact that HIV is almost 30 years old in Kenya. So we really need to up our game. Okay, so we'll be here today, on Monday and on Tuesday. So feel free to come for the test. You cannot tell your status until you get tested. Welcome.
Okay, I'm just confirming about whether the venue where they'll be. I've been informed that today they'll be in Odd Clinic and also King Meeting Room. So please make sure you attend the counseling and also the testing. And that this time round also I'll attend. And as for the first one, I got more than 50%. But for this one, let me not comment on it. Okay. So do you have any other announcement? Any other announcement? Going once? Yeah. Yeah, just come and announce that. Okay, so I'm reminded that Becca, they're playing today. And for those who have been following football, we have tough teams. One of them is Becca, we have Mulika, we have Mara, Sip. Okay. There's a joke that went around yesterday. They were saying that there's a team called Eagle Blues. And, you know, the performance has not been good. And somebody joked and said there's FMG. FMB. So any other announcement? No announcement. Okay, let me take this opportunity to wish you a good weekend. And as usually said, for the weekend, just enjoy. Thank you.
DJ Lucky, I'm but I don't care. No, I'm just moving like I'm do touch my hand.